Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Talking about organizing our lives. We need to start with seeing a vision. That is the first thing you need to have in structuring your life after the kingdom part and after Jesus. Acts 26 verse 17 says, "Whoever you from the Jewish people, as well as from the Gentiles, to now send you to open their eyes," underline to open their eyes, "in order to turn them from darkness to light, and from power of Satan to God." Opening their eyes, going to them from darkness to light. Opening their eyes, going them from the power of Satan to God. Receive forgiveness of sins. Forgiveness of sins is already. When your eyes are open, then you can receive it. Because it is already existing in your life. That they may receive forgiveness and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. By opening their eyes, they can then become partakers of the inheritance.
Hallelujah. So when you were dear,
verse 19 now. "Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision." The Apostle Paul had a religious vision. It was to persecute the saints and destroy a fight against Jesus. Being a Pharisee, he thought that that was
settled.
And preserving the tradition of the elders, he felt that he was doing the same God. But Jesus met him on the road to Damascus, and he gave him a heavenly vision or a kingdom vision. It was important for the Apostle Paul to have a kingdom vision, because that is the first thing you need to build into your life. Not a religious vision, but a kingdom vision. Everybody has got a vision. But the question is whether it's a kingdom vision or it's a religious vision. We need to have a kingdom vision. That comes by having an encounter with Jesus. It is when you have an encounter with Jesus, because he is a kingdom word, give you a kingdom vision. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is the first thing you need to build into your life. It is because of the priority of vision that came around, and then he said, "Light be." When God came and said, "Let it be light," he was not talking about sleeping. He was talking about a heavenly vision. Because the light was not a literal light. It was a kingdom light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want us to understand that you can have vision in your life. But you need to get a kingdom one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A kingdom vision stems out of God's purpose of dominion for you. A vision answers the question, what?
What?
In other words, what God wants you to see in your future. Having a kingdom vision is seeing your destination. Your destination of the earth. It goes beyond it to heaven and back to the earth. Having a vision is having an idea of your end. The ultimate of God for you. It is the search meaning in life. The search for meaning in life.
And it
is starting your journey, your life journey from the finish line. When athletes are running a race, they start from a finish line and then they run towards the finish line. In your journey or your race in this life, you start when you know the finish line. That is why God met the Apostle Paul and gave him a vision. He wants us to start with the end, the finish in mind. I want us to look at some 7 attributes of a kingdom vision. So that we can know whether we have a kingdom vision or not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, a typical kingdom vision has these characteristics.
Number
1. It is a higher light. Above that of religion. That blinds you to religion.
If you want me, who will you put on here?
I will say it again.
Mechanibio.
A kingdom vision is a higher light above that of the earthly lights of religion.
Now, Australia, near Mono, I did the kind of say, Ubena, a candia, a so silly on your pantias
here. It is higher than religious light or religious understanding. It blinds you and captivates you. It captures you. You cannot do anything. You cannot do anything to
forget.
When you have a kingdom vision, no earthly
vision.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is captivity. And then it, as it were, you can feel it. It forces you to fulfill it. It's wonderful. You have a kingdom understanding of vision. It blinds you to the earthly or the religious or the human one. The Bible says that Jesus was traveling on the road to Damascus. He told King Agrippa in Acts 6.
Okay, well, King Agrippa was not for you, Matthew.
In the Middle East, at midnight, is unbearable.
Now,
you know, it's a desert. It's not like where we are.
A desert.
At midday, when the sun was so high, there came a light from heaven. He said that above the light. He said, "Show down me from my horse to the floor." And I was in
pain.
Saul, what happened to me?
Saul, I know that time, sir.
When you have a kingdom vision, it is an understanding that brings you. That is higher than what ordinary people are
being.
I want you to know that there is light. There is light. In our homes, there are lights that we use to sleep. We are sleeping lights. There are lights that we use to read. Higher than sleeping light. That if you have a all the small understanding will give way to the higher understanding to the thing God has given to you.
Hallelujah. And I want to tell you what.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
To heaven your life. And heaven is the world around
you.
So you ask yourself, do I have heaven? Because when you have it, it will stand against the revelations that you have. Revelation. The vision of men.
Praise God.
There are people who have got vision, but it is religious in nature, like the apostle
Paul.
But God heavenly vision. So that you operate at a higher level, at a kingdom. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
We are back complete to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to live life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus, the kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Christ to practical living, teaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Number two, a kingdom vision in your life is a positive picture that God
draws
you to it. Apostle Paul had a heavenly vision. It drew his attention to it. And he asked the question, "Who are you, Lord?" Jesus said, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So, a kingdom or heavenly vision will draw you to it. It will draw you to
heaven.
God has a way of drawing us. He doesn't push us. He draws us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The religious vision makes people run away from something negative in their past. Listen to us explain it. You can have a vision. And you see, the vision is drawing you. It's making you run away from something. Running away from something negative in your life. All of us have something negative in our life that we have inherited in our history, in our family. Now, without a heavenly vision, you can still run away from that negative thing. It can be a lack of fulfillment in life. So when you are running away from something negative, you will be making progress in your life because you are running out from something. But you do not have a vision yet. You are only running away from something that you know that if you do not take care, it will come and affect you because it has been happening in your family line or in the area where you are in the world. Religious vision will make you run away from the problems of your past. Kingdom vision, on the other hand, will draw you to something in your future. Let me give you an example. The prophet Jacob had gone to deceive the father and taking the birthright of Esau. So Esau said he was going to kill him. And so because he feared Esau, he was running away. And he was making progress in his life. You can be making progress in your life like Jacob, away from the poverty that wants to engulf you, away from the troubles and the sickness that you think can overwhelm you.
Now, we bet you never say, we bet Johnny F. Yadi, for the BSC would that would not want any papa to say that Jacob, or Johnny F. India is somewhere says, I want to not be a yenny, Or bet Johnny Diana, or Johnny Nana Diana, or D.E. I want a brother, but to me, to also Sarah.
Jacob was running until he reached Bethel.
Jacob to America because he said, we'll do Bethel.
When he got to Bethel or the house of God, the Bible says that he put a stone there and laid his head on the stone. He had no idea that that stone was Jesus. He only anointed the stone, but he didn't know it was Jesus. When he put his head on Christ, he had to see a kingdom vision. Because it is only Jesus who gives kingdom vision. All other men, all other ingenuity of man will only give you a religious or an earthly vision. In the vision, Jacob saw that there was heaven open and Jesus was standing on top of the ladder and the ladder was reaching to his head.
Now what and this what they are sumuno or who say yeah the ladder see what Christo Jina Sra. If you are a chidian if you are Bessie Asasiso.
It was there that Jacob was given a heavenly vision to draw him towards.
Now one of your couple man or sro.
Although Jacob was a man of God,
Jacob no you onyami ni padi,
and he knew God.
Now when you marade,
he was running because of the fear of Esau.
No, Janessa Israel what dima Esau?
He was running because of his past.
No, Janessa na no di esi enti.
But God knew that that isn't a kingdom vision. Although he's bringing progress into your life. Although you are getting promoted. Although it's making you wealthy on this
end.
And your family is going on. For all you know, it is a past mistake that is you are running away from. I pray to God that we will come to our various Bethels and put our head on Jesus so that his ideas will be injected into our ideas, into our heads. And now our life will have a positive energy. It will be a destination that you are running towards. And not a problem that you are running away from.
Nowhere.
So that is what I mean, that if you have a heavenly vision, it draws you to it. It doesn't push you. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Number three.
Yes, sir.
A kingdom vision or a heavenly vision is not about you. It is about Jesus and his rule. It is about the rule of God. I will say it again. A kingdom vision is not about you. It is about the kingdom of God. It is about the rule of God. When you have a kingdom vision, the kingdom of God is your focus. You are not the focus in a kingdom vision. So, oftentimes, when you have a kingdom vision, God will make you to know that you are just a little person in the midst of the kingdom vision. It will make you to know that without you, his kingdom vision will still go on. Because human as we are, sometimes we think that we are the focus. But with a kingdom vision, Jesus and his rule is the focus. Do you know how Jesus put it? He told his apostles, in fact, specifically to Nathanael, that from hence, you will see heaven open. In other words, Nathanael, you have a kingdom vision. And what you are going to see is the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man, upon Jesus. On Jesus. It's in John chapter 1, verse 51. Angels will ascend and descend in the kingdom vision on Jesus. Not ascending and descending on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So a kingdom vision is said that when God gives it to you, along the line, he will take you away. Example, Jesus. Example, John the Baptist. John the Baptist started teaching the kingdom of God. And God took him away. Because what he was preaching was higher than him. It's not as if when he goes away, the kingdom of God will suffer. Because the kingdom of God is always bigger than one person. So he took John the Baptist away. And Jesus Christ began to preach in a stronger way the kingdom of God, which John the Baptist started to teach. And God took Jesus away also. And because he took him away, the kingdom of God, because it's bigger than any man, it expanded more and more.
Hallelujah.
The apostles turned the world upside down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The kingdom vision is higher than the person who saw it.
And
you cannot claim ownership of it. Because it belongs to God. It's about his rule. That is why the moment somebody who has a kingdom vision is taken away, the vision becomes brighter and brighter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants you to have a kingdom vision. He wants you to have a heavenly vision. And focus on his rule. Because it is not about you. It's about him. And he can do whatever he likes with your life. Sometimes when he does that, we do not understand.
Oh.
But the message is simple. It is bigger than you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the one who is carrying about his kingdom vision. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So a kingdom vision is bigger and higher than you.
Because
of that, it meets the needs of society. It is not to show that you are great. I will say it again. It is meant to meet the needs of society. Any heavenly vision you have is meant to meet the needs of human beings and not to push you as a great person. Because it is bigger than you, it doesn't limit you to only yourself. It makes you flow into the vision of other people and help other people. The opposite is a religious vision. If you like a denominational vision, it limits you to your denomination. It's only a kingdom vision, which is higher than the ego and the selfishness of a human being. That when you have, will make you flow to other visions and other people, because it is not about you and about how great you are. It is about the kingdom of God and something that is greater than any denomination, any man. The fourth characteristic of a kingdom vision, which God wants Jesus wants to give us. No matter how zealous we are for God, no matter how much we are on fire for God to defend the things of God, without the truths or a revelation or an understanding, a higher understanding, you'll be doing things against God. And you will not know that you are doing things against God. You think that you are helping the church of God. You are not. Because you haven't taken it from the founder of the church, who is Jesus.
So when you are swadi wobi, I know nyami mbiya wadi wasunkubi, ewo onu nyami nimua. Ube ye nyo mebi a wadi kutia o nyami krofones wuhu.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.